This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm at the Galesburg Police Department, where today it was announced that Police Chief David Christensen will be soon retiring. So I'm glad to take a few minutes before he leaves for the day today, at least, to talk with him. Chief, thanks as always for your time, and congratulations.
Thanks, Will.
Talk a little bit about the thought process here. You've been on the department a long time. You've been chief for a good number of years. When did you start thinking about retirement, and what kind of ultimately kind of pushed you toward that?
I think a person, this is something you probably think about for a length of time, a period of time before you actually make the decision to announce such a thing. And that was certainly true of my circumstance here. This has been in process for months, probably, the actual discussing the potential with the city manager, and the time seemed right. So
I know that when you started, when one starts out as a police officer, they may or may not have designed someday to become chief. Was that kind of in your plan at some point, or did you just do whatever needed to be done and whatever they assigned you to do, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. I think I just did whatever, you know, whatever needed to be done, and however I was assigned. I started as a third shift patrol officer and worked third shift for 11 years, and then I went back to third two other times as a sergeant and then a lieutenant. So I took the assignments as they came along, and when this opportunity came to apply, I simply applied, and that's how it went.
How has law enforcement changed, would you say, in the almost 37 years you've been on the force?
Technology drives our profession like so many other professions. You know, I often tell the story about first arriving in the building and asking my training officer how I turned the typewriter on, and he mentioned to me, you don't, because it's a manual typewriter. So for years, I typed police reports on a manual typewriter, and some listening today wouldn't even know what a manual typewriter was. But and then today, it's even since I've been a patrol officer, things have changed so much. The officers today, they have a computer in the car. They can complete their reports on that computer. We're soon to go to electronic ticketing. The 911 center has changed immensely in my career. When I first started, there was probably one dispatcher in the room, and it was a matter of just pushing a button and transmitting on the radio, and now everything's computerized with the CAD system. We can follow a police officer as he moves about the city with GPS. Many of them will type their reports in the squad car. Technology is significant in our profession.
I learned how to type on an IBM Selectric electronic typewriter, but that's another discussion. How would you say then that the city has changed in that time? It seems to me, I think maybe people are more aware maybe of their surroundings, and maybe if there's the potential for crime going on in their neighborhood, but maybe that's the same, or maybe it's different than it was three decades or so ago.
Well, we certainly receive more timely reports of what people perceive as criminal activity with cell phones. Generally, most adults carry cell phones. I know it's true that if we have an incident that is loud or the middle of the night or out in the highway, we get multiple calls about such things. So the advent of a cell phone has certainly changed how citizens report crime. Yes, I think people probably are more aware, and they're certainly more aware to make those reports. We get text 911, we get text Crime Stoppers, we receive information about potential criminal matters or any kind of a matter, an accident along the highway in so many different ways. We have people send photos of accident scenes or crime scenes via their handheld device nowadays. So certainly it is true that the way we interact with the general public has changed as well.
I should note, in terms of technology, I'm sitting at your desk and you're using a wireless keyboard. So even that's different than when you first started.
Right.
How would you rate your department? And I ask that because obviously there have been things in the news just this week, for example, the lawsuit that Champ Coleman filed against the city and four of your officers. There's been the situation with Tyler Smith, the young adult who passed away in the city. And I think social media has made it more where people are more vocal one way or the other about their support or not support of anything, really. From the statement the city issued today, you sounded pretty complimentary of your department.
Absolutely. I'm complimentary about my department. I work with a wonderful staff here. I'm very, very confident with the job they do, from the third shift dispatcher, the 911 operator, to the patrol officer, to the investigator, to my command staff. I'm very proud to have worked with a very good staff. You know, that's one of the hard parts about leaving an organization like the Galesburg Police Department. These are folks I've worked with for, in some cases, decades, and you know, it's just a really good place to work, and I have an excellent staff. So,
did any of those incidents I just mentioned play into your mind in regards to your decision to retire?
No, absolutely not.
The city complimented you in terms of your historical knowledge of the city and your institutional knowledge and things like that. That's going to be a pretty important thing I think the city may miss when you retire.
Well, when you've been someplace as long as I have, you gain a lot of that knowledge. So I've always been interested in history, and certainly the Galesburg Police Department has a very interesting history. You'll note the photographs around my office here, and these are all history of people that have worked here going back 100-plus years. And I enjoy knowing about that history and passing that history along. We have tours come through the building all the time, and I point out some of the items I have here in my office and their historical significance to the police department and the city of Galesburg.
What's the biggest thing, either as chief or as an officer, that you've dealt with, the biggest incident in the past 37 years?
Boy, that's difficult, Will. There's been so many. I think every officer remembers times when that officer feels like whatever he or she did made a difference in somebody's life. You know, it could be a life-saving event, you know, an accident scene where you have to console with injured or even deceased, you know, the family of a deceased person. You know, we're all interested in doing good, and when you feel like you really make a difference, that's a good day.
What advice would you give to whoever your successor is as police chief? Did I finally stump you there, Chief?
You know, recognize that you have a good staff and work well with that staff and let them do their job. You know, we have an organization, there's 70-plus people that work in this building, and each of them have a role, and let each of your employees do that role. You're here to lead the organization, but they're well-trained, they know what to do, and so my advice is do just that as a leader.
We've talked before, the last time you were on Galesburg Live with me, in fact, about staffing, and you just mentioned you have 70 people in the department right now. Do you feel you're adequately staffed? Could you use more people? How do you see? Well, of course you could always use more people, but do you feel you're adequately staffed at this point?
Yeah, I just, in the weekly newsletter that we send out to city staff and the council, I mentioned today that next week we hire a new officer that will actually have us then full staffed at 49. 49 is less than the 53 that we'd had for so many years. Would I like to see us work back toward that number? Yes, that would be a good thing. It's you know, with more staff, you have the more opportunity to do you know, additional things with the police department. Our communication staff, we have 18 dispatchers right now. As long as we're full staffed, that's probably fairly adequate, but both of those patrol positions and dispatch positions are sometimes it's difficult to stay full staffed, but I'm happy to report that we are full staffed in communications and will be soon in patrol.
And that's something that, now that I think about it, you and I have talked about before, the training process, the education of a police officer these days is similar, I think, but different. Similar in some ways, different than others, than when you first started.
Yeah, I can remember back when I first started, my training period was less than a month. The young man that we hire next week will then report to PTI in Champaign and be there for 14 weeks. So he'll return to us in late August, and he'll spend at least 3-4 months in some sort of field training. So the young man that we hire here in May will maybe be eligible for solo work come the first of next year. And the truth is, in dispatch, it's a similar story. It takes a good 6 to 8 months to take a new dispatcher and train that person for solo work.
Your official retirement date is kind of up in the air, and you kind of did that by design, didn't you?
That's right. Yes, it's as of today anyway. It's I will remain on the job until a successor is named, and whomever that might be, then we'll will take over.
So what do you do when you retire, Chief? When you retire, Chief, are you going to stay in town? Are you planning on going somewhere, riding off into the sunset, if you will?
No, I plan to stay here in Galesburg. We have family nearby, and they're, yeah. I've lived here a long time, and there's I have no plans to move away.
Were you from this area?
Not originally, but, again, I've been here. You know, I've been with the police department almost 37 years, so we've been in Galesburg a long time. It's our home.
How has the rest of your family reacted to your decision to retire?
They're all pretty happy about it. Yeah. They've got jobs for me, so.
So, in other words, you're not going to get any rest when you retire.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know that I really need to, but.
At least not right away.
That's right.
Chief David Christensen, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations, and thanks for all you've done for the city.
I appreciate that, Will. Thank you.
I should note that Chief Christensen declined to answer any further questions regarding the situations involving Champ Coleman and Tyler Smith. By and large, the city has more or less declined to comment as well, but Chief Christensen said it would not be fair to comment on either of those situations further. But as you heard in the interview, Chief Christensen does have confidence in his officers, and the city has said as much as well in the statement they issued today. We'll be back in the studio and have sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.